Summer feels good.
This is 2GO Summer Breakfast with Mandy and Widow.
Yeah, good morning. And Monday has rolled around once again. How are you, Widow?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Excellent to hear. Bit of a light show across the Central Coast this morning.
Yeah, was there ever?
I know. And, you know, driving in, it's that sideways lightning that's impressive. Mm. I think it's called sheet lightning.
It goes right across the sky.
Yeah, it's great.
But it's kind of one of those things where it's like there's so much lightning, so much thunder. When I got up this morning, I didn't hear any rain. I was expecting it to be bucketing down. It was just like a light drizzle.
Oh, no, I woke up in the night with a lot of rain. And also I woke up in the night because my dog, Frankie, the Foxy Cross, was trying to get into the house by scratching. So I let him in and then he was walking around. Anyway, he's here with us at work today because he's freaking out about the thunder and lightning.
So we've got a special guest in the studio.
Special guest in the studio, which is soundproof. So I'm hoping he'll just calm down and stop shaking and being scared.
Yeah, he's a lovely pup. We'll
he's
give
a
him
gorgeous
lots of pats.
Little pup. If you want to see him, he's on the 2GO Instagram page. I've just popped a little photo of the dog in the studio this morning.
107.7 2GO.
I want to take you, magically whisk you away right now.
Good. Where to?
To a place called, I think it's called Kutztown in Pennsylvania.
Kutztown. Kutztown.
It's got about 5,000 people in the town, so it's a small town in the US. Yeah. And the police department there, they are looking for some volunteers. Kind of nice. They went on their Facebook page saying, hey, anyone want to help us out, train our officers with sobriety tests? Now, do you know what a sobriety test is?
Well, yeah, but I kind of thought they were just in the movies, but
it's an actual thing.
It's an actual thing in America. Yep. They make people get out of the car and try and walk in a straight line.
Walk a straight line, touch your fingers on your nose and say the alphabet and all
that's
kinds
the way
of stuff.
They test whether people are drunk or not.
Yeah. Yeah,
so they don't want to do the breathalyzer thing. They don't want to kind of do it accurately.
Well, the thing is, I think they've seen that technology and they kind of go, you know what? Nah, our system's better.
Our system's better.
It's funnier too.
It's a little bit random.
Anyway, so they're looking for people aged between 25 and 40 that are in good health, clean criminal history. You're not going to get paid, but alcohol will be provided.
So let me get this straight. They're going to get people drunk so they can test them, so they can practice the sobriety test on them.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's brilliant. Now,
America.
Remember, they've got a town of 5,000 people, right? So the post was shared more than 1,600 times. There's over 900 comments. So many people wanted to volunteer for
this. There's 900 comments on a Facebook page that has the town's only got 5,000 people
exactly.
in it. That's remarkable.
Exactly. All these
Everyone's
people putting
pumped.
Their hands up saying, you know, I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, pick me.
Please pick me. But only three people were picked. It got to the point where the person who looks after the posts for the police over there, in all caps, wrote, at this point, we have enough volunteers for this training.
Yes.
Yeah. I would have put my hand up for it.
Absolutely.
I would have given
it
a go. That
would have been fun. I just would have been chatting away to them asking them stuff.
Yeah.
I would have been that chatty drunk.
Yeah, well, that's you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
you.
Like,
you like it's a good chat.
Fun.
Mm. That's why you're on the radio.
Oh, well, thanks, Widow.
And that's why you're drunk now, right?
It's Monday. Give me a couple of days.
107.7 2GO. She said
love a bit of Phil Collins. It's music that makes you feel good. 107.7 2GO. Summer Breakfast with Mandy and Widow. It is 5 to 6.
Sorry, his show got great reviews over the weekend. So
for
anyone going tonight and tomorrow night, you're going to have a ball.
Give it a lot of fun. I wish I was going. God, it'd be good.
Mm.
Phil Collins.
Do you know what? I would go just for the drum beat in that song.
I think I'd have to just settle for my uncle doing a Phil Collins impersonation. He looks just like him.
Really?
Yeah, to the point that sometimes he gets like double takes when he walks down the street.
Oh, that's cool. If I looked like someone like that, I would just make it up. If someone said, are you Phil Collins? I'd go, yeah, mate,
exactly.
I am.
Yes, I am.
Try and put on a bad English accent. Oh, another band I love is Toto, and Toto have recently been to Australia as well. If you can hear somebody drinking out of a bowl, it's my dog, just so that you know. My dog's in the studio because he's freaking out over the thunder and lightning, and if you just heard him slurping.
Frankie.
Frank, come on, man.
Frankie. Oh,
anyway, he's funny. But, Toto, my friends saw Toto, I think it was part of a music festival up north near Byron.
Yeah.
And they played a whole bunch of their classic songs as well. But what's happened over recent years is the song Africa has become quite an iconic song, much like Daryl Braithwaite's Horses.
Yeah.
Have we got Africa there? No, it doesn't matter.
It's
That's
gone.
All right. Everybody knows Africa, right? And so now people are doing weird covers of Africa. And so on the weekend, don't even ask me how I got there, Widow. Don't even ask me what rabbit hole I went down.
Yep.
But I found a guy playing Sweet Potato and Pumpkin. He hollowed out Sweet Potato and Pumpkin and then did a cover of Africa.
hang on. So that's the
sweet potato.
He's playing a sweet potato.
Yes.
How much time does this guy have in his life to?
I don't know, but how brilliant is it? So he's actually joined two sweet potatoes together.
Yeah.
He hollowed them out and he put different. He kind of like it's pretty smart when you think about it. It's pretty clever. Had to kind of do the little holes to put his fingers over and stuff. So he's made them into essentially like little trumpets.
But he's also okay. let me just explain one other thing as well to give you an idea of how much time this guy has on his hands.
Yeah.
You can't just willy nilly drill a hole and then have it tuned right. You got to tune that
the
sweet
pumpkin.
Potato.
Yeah.
Or pumpkin or whatever.
Yes, you do.
To be able to play this. So he would have been delicately playing each note and tuning it.
And then carving a little bit. Oh, it's a little bit off. I'll carve a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone to the next key. I've got to carve a little bit more. Yeah,
now.
Now I've got to do a little bit more on the sweet potato.
So look, you're pretty sad on the weekend just, you know, going through YouTube clips. But this guy's even sadder, I think.
Oh, thanks, Widow.
He's got all the time
there's
in the world.
There's someone sadder than me
Always someone sadder than
107.7, 2GO.
It's Summer Breakfast of Mandy and Widow. Have a bit of a sing to that one.
I was having a bit of a sing to that one with my dog Frankie, who's freaking out over the thunderstorm, who's here kind of just, you know, making sounds and shedding hair and just generally being a pain, aren't you?
He's a great little pup.
He's gorgeous.
What is he, a fox terrier or something?
Cross with something, yes.
Something.
And he was a rescue dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt good about rescuing him. And I tell you what, there's a dog that's had a second crack at life that I need to tell you about. This story is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So in Iowa, a pet rescue place has taken a dog in that was originally at a different pet rescue place.
Yeah.
So it started off in a shelter in Oklahoma where it was just so crowded. They're so inundated with, you know, dogs that they have to euthanize some of them,
mm-hmm.
which is a common story, right? Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So they euthanized him. They'd actually euthanized him.
Okay.
And it hadn't worked and he came back to life. I mean,
look at that.
Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine that you've kind of done whatever it is you do. And I kind of don't really want to spend too much time thinking about
it. No, it's very
but
sad.
It is very sad. But then he's just popped up and gone, no, guys, you can't kill me. I'm raring to go. Who's got the ball? So he's ended up at a different pet rescue where they don't euthanize and they've gone, we've never heard of anything like this before in our lives. We've
That's
never
incredible.
Seen this. This never happens. Yeah, his name's Rudolph.
Rudolph?
His name's Rudolph, and he's a puppy.
Okay, that's strange.
I know, right?
Well, go on, good on you, Rudolph.
I'm just thinking, though. Like,
what a strong dog.
I know, what a strong dog. But what if Rudolph had got to doggy heaven? What if he'd kind of died for a little bit and then come back to life? I mean, that's a bit cruel, really, because doggy heaven's going to be pretty good when you think about it.
Yeah?
Doggy heaven's going to be plenty of bones to chew. Actually, you know what? Chew whatever you want.
Yeah.
Chew whatever you want. If you want to chew the leg of a chair, go for it. If you want to chew a cucumber from the garden, you can chew
I'm
it.
Just seeing lots of poles and trees so they can
poles
urinate all over the place.
And other dogs' bums.
Other dogs' bums.
Like a whole selection of them. And they don't move. You can just go up and sniff them whenever you want.
So what happened to Rudolph that he went there and went, you know what? Nah, not for me.
Not for
What's so good that he's got that?
I don't know, but he's alive and he's a little Lazarus, little Rudolph. And I hope that someone adopts him. I think with this story, someone will definitely adopt him.
Good on you, Rudolph.
107.7 2GO.
On Friday, pictures were taken of George Bush delivering pizzas to his Secret Service detail, and this was all because of the government shutdown by Trumpy. Now, it's entering, I think it's like 30th day or something. It's like a month now that the government's been shut down. It's the longest shutdown in history because he wants $5 billion to build a wall.
Don't be rude. You are fake news.
No, sir, you are fake news. really, $5 billion to build a wall. It's just no wonder there are people going, nah, we're not going to hand over the money for this ridiculous exercise.
Mm.
But what it means is that nearly a million people are not getting paid to work. So 800,000 federal workers are not getting paychecks. And so
it's going to have a knock-on effect because that's 800,000 people not paying their rent, maybe not being able to pay their mortgages, their bills.
Can you imagine being in that situation where you're just not getting a paycheck?
Yep.
And for you know, for people like in the Secret Service, they're still rocking up and working.
Because they
don't want, you know, to throw any security issues up there. So
actually, I saw on Reddit the other night someone who works for the government in the US actually got a paycheck, but it was $0 on it. So it's like, you're not getting paid, and here's a reminder of it. Thanks very much.
Can you imagine? What a weird set of circumstances that the president can't even get things moving on this.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, isn't it? But, you know, George W. Bush bought six pizzas.
Yeah.
Just like, that's like six pizzas. It's less than $100 worth of pizza. Like, I know it's helping, and I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's nice of him. It's nice.
Oh, it is nice of him, but I think, you know, maybe pay them. Maybe just pay them. What do you reckon? What would you like? Pay or pizza? I'll go the pay. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, I'll take a free pizza if it's delivered by Dougie the Pizza Boy from the 90s. Do you remember that guy from the Pizza Hut ads?
Dougie the Pizza Boy. Dougie, what happened to Dougie the Pizza Boy?
He got done for drink driving, I think. He had like weekend jail time and all
that. Did
kinds
he really?
Yeah, Dougie.
Dougie gone bad.
Dougie.
Imagine that, a new TV series, Dougie gone bad.
Dougie for president of the US. How's
I'll tell you there what, he'd be a better president than the one they've currently got.
2GO Summer Breakfast.
Don't be rude. You are fake news.
Summer
feels
good. Summer, I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
But I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.
Australian Open's on at the moment.
Sure is.
Lots of people staying up late, watching the tennis, having a good time.
Yeah.
Roger Federer bowed out overnight. Lost to the Greek superstar.
But he's like 20, the guy that beat him. And I think that's where, you know, maybe
he's 37.
Yeah.
Federer.
He's on the back end of his career.
But he's just such a nice guy.
Isn't he?
He's such a lovely guy, Roger Federer.
I know. When you think about Kyrgios and old mate, what's his face, Tomic.
Yeah.
You know, with all their tanties and cracking it and saying the cage should just rack off and just being total spoiled brats. And then you look at Federer and you just go, God, can't you just be like Federer?
Can't you be more like him? Well, he had another great Federer moment where he kept calm, he kept cool.
Yeah.
So he went in the Australian Open. He was downstairs going through, like, you know where they got the access all areas pass, and you got to show your pass to get in underneath the stadium,
thing.
The corridors and everything.
Yep.
Well, there was a security camera footage that has now been leaked on the internet, and everyone's loving it because Federer approached a door, and there's a security guard there checking IDs as people come in.
Mm.
Federer didn't have his access all area pass.
Federer doesn't need it.
Well, that he did with this security guard because he stopped him and said, no, sir, you're not allowed in.
Where's your pass?
Federer didn't do anything like he didn't, you know,
didn't do a tanty or anything like that.
He was very calm, very relaxed, and he just waited for his coach to come up. And his coach had all the ID, and bang, they went in. But the internet is loving
That's
the security
fantastic.
Guard.
Oh, good on that security guard for doing his job properly, right?
I would have done the same thing. Because if you tell me, don't let anyone through this door without a pass, I don't care who you are, you're not getting in without a pass.
See? And that's why people like you make good security guards.
Thank you.
Not so good security guards.
Yeah, come in. It's a party.
Like, are you Roger Federer? You look like him. Off your pop.
Now, everyone's talking about the Aussie Ash Barty as well today. There was an incident after her game, though, which is, I think, going to scare people, and they're not going to want to come to Australia. Because you know how we got lots of different animals that might attack you, or spiders that bite you,
or snakes
and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Well, there's the spider cam that might get you now.
Oh, okay.
Because after the game...
What's the spider cam?
Well, you know the spider cam? When they're at footy or at tennis, it's got four cables.
Yep.
And it pulls itself along the cables and it flies above. You know, it does all that stuff. So anyways, the spider cam after the Ash Barty game attacked the umpire. You see the footage, it's incredible. It's just doing its thing, and then apparently it malfunctioned and it took out the top of the chair, like knocked the whole roof off
the umpire's chair.
The umpire was in the chair. The umpire's okay. Everything's all right.
What I want to see is the footage from Spider Cam as it's heading towards the umpire. I want to see the look on the umpire's face as the Spider Cam is approaching. And that I would watch.
You got to watch out for Spider Cams when you come to Australia.
You do indeed. But speaking of Ashley Barty, man, she had a great game. She is now through to the quarterfinals. She's the first woman in 10 years to beat Sharapova. So everyone's very, very excited about Ashley Barty. Here's a fact for you too. She's been into tennis for years and years and years. She took a career break for a couple of years away from tennis. She was getting a bit frustrated with her performance and things, and she went and played cricket in Brisbane for Brisbane Heat in the Women's Big Bash League, came back refreshed, came back ready to play again, and now has done this, which is remarkable.
Good on her.
Yeah, absolutely. But of course, the headlines, the papers are having a field day with her name.
Barty. Mm.
With headlines that could be a little bit like this.
Barty started. Yeah, I got it. I can see that one.
There's more, mate. Yep. There's more. What about this one?
Party.
We kind of missed that.
That's a bad one. All right.
Or what about when she goes to the USA and tours?
Barty.
And my all-time favourite from the Beastie Boys.
Fire!
to party. I like this. Actually, that if I was her, that would be my theme.
You should, she
in.
Should be walking out onto yeah. court with that one. Yeah. Absolutely.
107.7 2GO. In a galaxy far, far away.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
It's time for Space News.
Space News, got a new little thing that we do now. So this is cool. On the weekend, in the early hours of Monday morning next week, so you've got about a week, there's going to be a super blood wolf moon. It's a very rare thing, a very, very rare thing. Unfortunately, it's only going to be visible from the northern hemisphere, so you've got a week to get to the northern hemisphere, or maybe you're visiting the northern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total lunar eclipse, and that means we're going to get that reddish colour, that blood moon on the lunar surface. That's known as a blood moon. But also the moon will be slightly closer to the Earth than normal. It'll appear slightly bigger than and brighter than usual. That means it's a super moon.
It freaks me out when it does that.
Yeah. Looks amazing, right? And because it's in January, the full moon is known as the wolf moon. So that makes it the super blood wolf moon.
Wow. Look at all you with your fun facts on space.
I feel like I'm in Twilight. I feel like I need to be sort of chomping on someone's neck.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Right,
with the wolf moon and the blood moon and the, you know, the vampire thing.
Yeah. I've been to where they filmed that.
Have you?
It's really depressing. Like, no, it's honestly, it's in Washington State in the US.
The whole series was a little bit depressing, let's be honest.
It's in Washington State in the US, and these small little towns, right, boomed when they filmed it there. And there were stores selling merch and all this kind of stuff. I went there years after the films, only because I was going to check out a rainforest called the Ho Rainforest, massive big trees.
Yeah.
Anyways, all these stores are now shut, and there's nothing there.
Aww.
It's just like a ghost town.
Poor little town.
It's so sad. Had this massive boom. Oh, my God, quick, buy stocks in Twilight. It's going off.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's the crash.
That's a shame for them, isn't it? Anyway, super blood wolf moon. Look out for it Monday night if you're in the northern hemisphere. Well, I'm sure we'll see some pictures down here, but one of those rare moments.
Right.
We might all go a bit crazy too, given that it's a super blood wolf moon.
It actually happens. Whenever there's a full moon, I think people do go a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a thing. For sure it is. And animals too go a little bit crazy as well.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
It's where the word lunar comes from.
Anything
lunatic.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm learning something.
There you go.
Very nice. Anything space else news. Going on space news?
Yeah, there's a Japanese company that's going to basically stage the world's first artificial meteor shower. This is a bit cool. They're sending a rocket up carrying all sorts of technology. The rocket's going to release a whole bunch of stuff that goes, like the micro satellites they're called. They're tiny little things. Could be even just as big as a grain of sand, but going to release them. They're going to go crashing through our atmosphere. They're going to look like shooting stars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling this whole thing space entertainment. They're a space entertainment company. And I'm thinking, wow. It is a whole new world now, isn't it, that we're having space entertainment. I mean, China are going to launch a fake moon just so there's another moon in the sky because one's not enough.
Well, I, as you were talking about that, I was just thinking about the million billionaire people, the people with so much money they don't know what to do with.
Like Elon.
Yeah, for their partner's birthday or whatever, they'll just go and spend a whole stack of cash instead of on fireworks or something. It's like, hey, I've organised a meteor shower for you.
I've organised an artificial meteor shower for you in your favourite colour.
Yeah. If someone did that for you,
I'd be stoked.
Yeah.
But you also just said birthday, and I'm not happy with that.
Oh, come on. You're on about the weather.
Seriously?
You're on about birthday.
Birthday. You're a grown man. It's a TH.
Birthday.
107.7, TGO.
I want to talk, some people might call them annoying songs. People might call them songs that really grate on you, but you know those songs that
earworms.
Earworms. That's probably a good expression for it, actually. Yeah, those songs that just, they get in your head and they'll never leave. They play over and over again. One of the ones that's happened more recently was a couple of years back from the first Lego movie. Everything
is awesome. Oh, didn't this just get inside your head?
Yeah.
And honestly, I would wake up in the middle of the night singing this. And I didn't even go see the movie in the movie theatre. Like, I just heard it everywhere.
I saw the movie. I love Chris Pratt. He plays the lead.
It's a great movie. I have seen it since. Yeah. Fantastic movie.
Yeah. And so the song just did that. Did exactly that. Got on my head, didn't leave for ages. And it's kind of adorable at the same time.
Yeah.
So you can't really hate it too much.
But also, because you like the movie, you have this kind of nice association with the song. So even though it's irritating, it's kind of okay.
Well, here's the thing. Lego Movie 2 is soon to come out in March.
Yes.
And they've done it again.
They got another irritating song.
Oh, yeah. This song's gonna get stuck inside yo. This song's gonna get stuck inside yo. This song's gonna get stuck inside yo. Although I hate the premise behind love it at the same time.
I'm imagining the people that are sitting around the room when they're coming up with this concept and they're going, we want it to get stuck inside people's heads. Hang on a minute. I got some ideas for some lyrics here, guys.
Yeah, well, they know exactly what they're doing. They're creating pop fluff, and it's, you know, ironically, they're
so
making
good.
It. But Dylan Francis, who is the lead singer in the song, tweeted out saying, so if this gets stuck inside your head and you want to punch me in the face, I'm sorry, you've got to admit, it's catchy. And it is.
Fantastic.
So parents, look forward to that one. You're going to be hearing a lot more of that soon.
Yeah, get your head around that.
March 28th is when the new Lego movie comes out.
107.7 2GR. So the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, had a bit of a bingle. I didn't realise how big the bingle was, but his Land Rover flipped on, was it Friday? It broke in Friday's show, didn't it? So Friday he rolled the Land Rover and actually banged into a Kia, which was carrying two women and a baby.
Ooh.
Now, one of the women had her arm broken in that accident.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, she broke her wrist and her friend had cuts to her knee and stuff.
Is the baby okay?
Baby's unharmed. Baby's fine. But not a small accident, right?
Yeah.
Not a small accident. On Saturday morning, he was given an eyesight test by the police to see if he was okay to drive, which he passed. Now, keep in mind, the guy's 97 years old, right?
Yeah.
So he passed the eyesight test. What did he do? He got a brand new Land Rover, got in it, didn't put a seatbelt on, and started driving it.
He can't be stopped. Not even the Queen can stop him.
Seriously, though. This guy should not be on the road.
No.
He really shouldn't. He's 97. But, you know, it's not the first time that people have thought he'd kind of had a near-death, you know, incident. This guy's got, like, don't you reckon Prince Philip's got, like, 9 lives?
He's like a cat.
He's a little bit like a cat. Back in December 2011... when he was 90, when he was a spring chicken, Wikipedia said that he'd died.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Everyone's going, oh, no, he's died. Anyway, it wasn't true. Then in 2017, there was all these whispers, of, you know, Buckingham Palace, what's going on? Something's going on. No, it's just that Philip's going to be retiring from public life.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I remember that because they called all the staff in for a secret meeting and there was going to be a press release the next day and everyone was like, right,
and no one had seen him for a few days.
Yeah, get ready. This could be a death announcement.
Well, no, he wasn't retiring from life. He was retiring from public life.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there was the rumour when he went to hospital with the infection that he was on the last legs.
He's had a lot, hasn't he?
Some hip surgery last year and everyone went, oh, here it is. This is it. The moment's come. No. May came around. He went to the wedding, the royal wedding.
He's tough.
I mean, he looked like death warmed up, let's be honest. And then, there was another rumour about him dying back in July. Do you know who he reminds me of? And I know that our friend Akmal Sali last year used to think that the royals were shape-shifting lizards.
Yeah.
He reminds me of a character out of The Dark Crystal. Do you remember the movie The Dark Crystal? You might be a bit young for it.
Vaguely, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a Jim Henson-style movie with those kind of puppety-muppety things.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the Skeksis. The lizard-looking, creepy-looking Skeksis is what he reminds me of.
Quiet!
Is that the sound you think he makes? So Prince Philip's just walking around going,
107.7 TGO. I went to the supermarket yesterday. I got up early and did that early Sunday morning shop. It's great because no one's in the shops early on a Sunday morning.
Yep.
So it was good that I didn't have a hangover for once, and I got and I managed to get up. I remembered my bags and everything,
That's
and
good.
I went to.
Did
Woolies.
You have breakfast beforehand?
I did.
Shopping hungry is the worst.
It's the worst.
I never do it.
No, yep. I had something to eat, and then I went to the shops. I went to the supermarket and. It was great. The aisles are empty. You can push your trolley around. It was really good. I felt really good. I'm going, yes, this is good. Winning. And I love talking to strangers. I'll do it all the time. Like, I do it on the beach. I do it everywhere, really. And my kids hate it because I'm always talking to people. But I love it. And I was in the fruit and veg section of Woolies.
Yep.
And this old dude was kind of trying to make his way to the bananas. And he had one of those frame things.
A walker frame thing.
Yeah. So he was really, really old. And he was making his way there. And I sort of started talking to him, just said, chatting to him. You know, how's your day going? And whatever. And he said, oh, wouldn't be here if I'd remembered my bananas yesterday, but I forgot them. I've had to come back. And I said, oh, well, how'd you get here? And he said, oh, I drove in my car. And I'm thinking, wow. He's a bit like Prince Philip, you know, he's still driving. He can't walk, but he's still driving.
Yep.
I said, oh, did you? That's good. You still got your license? And he goes, do you know how old I am? I said, no, how old are you? 94 wow. years old, and he's walking around Woolies doing his fruit and veg
Good
shopping.
On him.
I know, right? And then he goes, "Do you want to know what the secret to life is? I've never drunk a drop of alcohol, and I've never smoked a cigarette." And yep, I'm just going, yep. "Okay." I kind of have. I didn't say that. But he's going, no, really, the secret to life is, you know, you live a clean life and this is that. Yep. And he's talking to me about getting bananas and eat healthy and all this. I'm thinking, wow, this guy's interesting dude. And I do like the oldies because they'll have a yarn with you.
Yeah.
And then this was the big kicker. This was the surprise.
Bombshell moment
from 94-year-old old mate. And I didn't even find out his name. He says, "And guess what? I'm a millionaire."
What?
And I said, "What?" He goes, no, I know you probably don't believe me, but it's true." And then I noticed a few other people in the supermarket stop and start listening to this guy.
Why would he tell you that?
I don't
Why
know.
Would
He's proud of it. He was proud of the fact that he was 94. He was proud of the fact that he hadn't drunk or smoked cigarettes in his life. And then he went, boom. It's like he dropped the banana and just went, "And I'm a millionaire."
Wow, okay.
And I thought, is he nuts? Or is he actually a millionaire? Well, and I decided that I think he was telling the truth.
My experience, I don't know many millionaires. I know one guy who's done pretty well for himself. You wouldn't pick it. Millionaires, they don't dress
wear the
really
ripped trackies
fancy.
And
yeah, they're just wearing old trackies and stuff like that. I don't think you'd pick it. So did he was he wearing
He was dressed smartly because he's a man that obviously goes, "I'm heading out into the public, I'm going to the shops, I'm gonna put my good slacks on."
Yeah.
Like he did that.
Okay.
And his hair looked combed, he looked like he had a bit of Brill Cream in and whatever.
Well, then why didn't you ask him to pay for your groceries? Go on, then. Prove it.
I did kind of think, you know what, maybe I should become friends with this. No, I didn't. I did not. But how cool is that? 94. Yeah. And then I thought, if you're 94 years old and you've got that much money, spend it. Don't sit on it.
Yeah.
Spend it. Get yourself a chauffeur to drive you to the shops.
Or get a Mustang.
Get a slave to come and get your bananas for you.
Not a slave, but
like a person to help.
Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.
Join the conversation on 13 27 10. We'll send you along so you don't miss Glass, screening now at Metro Cinemas Lake Haven. It's a pretty cool movie, that
Bit
one.
Bit of hype about that.
Now, I want to talk about my mother-in-law.
Careful now.
She's staying over at the moment. And
is she listening?
Oh, she well could be.
Morning.
Now, I actually get along really well with my in-laws, my mother-in-law especially. We're similar people.
Well, they've just moved from the States, haven't they? So they've just settled in Foster.
Yeah.
And she's staying with you for a little bit to help out with the new baby, which is
great. Helping out with little Evie, and it's really lovely. We're sitting down watching the telly on Saturday night, and a certain movie comes on, and she's never seen it. It was this movie.
The Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers. I almost fell off the couch. I was like, "You have never seen The Blues Brothers? A classic film."
I don't know how many times. I couldn't even tell you how many times I've seen this. My brother and sister and I know all the words to The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Like when John Candy sits down and goes, "Orange whip, orange whip.
Orange whip.
Three orange whips." I love that scene.
Hey, car 53, we're in a truck.
Yeah, we're car 53. Yeah. So many classic lines from that
Aretha
movie.
Aretha Franklin's in it.
I know.
Ray Charles. It's
who's
a good
dude?
Movie.
Oh, Cad Calloway sings
Cab
Mini.
Cad Calloway's in it. It's a great
Mini
movie.
Mini the Moocher,
It got me thinking about other movies people haven't seen, and my wife hasn't seen this one.
What?
The Sound of Music.
What?
I don't know what's going on in their household as a kid growing up.
Yeah.
But my wife hasn't seen that. They haven't seen The Blues Brothers.
Wow.
Just, yeah. So
I mean, look,
me
there's
thinking.
Tons that I haven't seen because when I was having babies, you don't go to the movies very often when you're a young parent or whatever. But I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Well, this is the thing. 13, 27, 10, you can either call up and admit that you haven't seen a certain classic film or dob someone in right now.
So do you reckon, because I haven't seen any of The Lord of the Rings, are they classics?
No.
Not really? Not really?
Borderline classic. I'm talking like The Godfather or something like that.
Okay.
You're looking at me like you haven't seen
seen The Godfather.
Oh, Mandy. That's one of the most classic movies.
I know.
Okay, all right, look. 13, 27, 10, what classic movie haven't you seen or dob someone in?
Hey, Alicia from Point Clare, hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you on the show. Haven't heard from you for a while. What movie is it that you haven't seen, or is it someone you know?
It's my husband. He's never seen Rocky Horror.
Oh, no, really? Why has he never seen it? Is it just it doesn't tickle his fancy, or is it just...
Yeah, he says he's seen bits of it, but just never really been interested in watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I've never seen Alien, so...
You know. Oh, so you haven't seen Alien. Wow. Maybe what we should do is figure out what the least seen classic film on the coast is and then screen it.
Yeah, or do a Rocky Horror Picture Night where we all dress up.
We all dress up.
That would be an idea.
That would be an idea. Do you think you could get Hubby in the fishnets?
And the Frankenfurter outfit.
No.
We're going to send you along to go see Glass. Wait right there, Alicia, all right?
Thanks for calling, Alicia. Let's go to Cherie in Gosford. Okay, which classic movie have you not seen, Cherie?
I haven't seen The Sound of Music.
And what?
Yeah, and I have an uncle who watches it every single Easter. It's like his family ritual sit-down movie. And he actually gets the pulse with me because I refuse to sit down and watch it with him because he gets emotional and cries in it.
Oh, does he, bless him? I get a bit emotional with that one. So you don't know any of the songs like, I am 16 going on 17.
Have a clue.
Oh, no.
Has it become like a thing of pride for you, Cherie, where you're just like, you're never going to watch it now because then you've given in?
I think so. And it's the same for my younger sister too. He's tried to convince her to have to sit down and watch it too, and she won't.
Why though? What is the problem with sitting down? Like, I don't understand. What's your problem with it?
I think because now he's just at that point where he kind of gets that growly with me about it, but I just keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. It's become a thing. That's fantastic. Well, we're not going to send you to see The Sound of Music, but you can go and see Glass.
Thank you very much.
No worries, mate. Have a good day.
107.7 2GO.
Make sure you're a club member, 2GOFM.com.au, and we could be sending you along to go see either Kiss or the Red Hot Chili Peppers or...
Nickelback,
all right? Only club members can win, so make sure you come on right now, 2GOFM.com.au.
How about old mate Beetroot Face?
Oh, Barnaby.
Barnaby Joyce.
Well, so it was about this time last year, I think February last year, we were hearing this.
I can't quite fathom why basically a pregnant lady walking across the road deserves a front page. I don't know what the political purpose is to that.
Because it came out that him and Vicky Campion were... you know, a little bit of a love story themselves.
They were. And I think, you know, in the public eye, when you work in the public eye and when you're a politician, you do get a lot more scrutiny, whether it be fair or unfair, you know, it was just what was happening.
Well...
But they popped out a little boy called Sebastian.
Now, Joyce Barnaby, Beetroot Face, as you like to call him, he's got four daughters from his previous marriage with Natalie. So that's four. Then he's got five.
Sebastian's
with
five.
Sebastian. And it looks like it's going to be six.
They're pregnant again.
Yeah, him and Vicky are having another one.
Another baby Beetroot.
Another boy.
Another boy, yeah, baby Beetroot boy.
Baby Beetroot boy.
The whole tin of baby Beetroots.
They're going to name it after Barnaby's grandfather. It's going to be called Thomas.
Yeah, I find that a bit weird that they're also saying, like, we're having another child called Tom.
Tom.
That they've named him already.
Already, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think you've got to meet the baby personally.
I do too.
I mean, Alyssa and I had some ideas about what we're going to name our baby, but, you know, we didn't know until we actually met her.
So this will be child number six for old B. Joyce.
Mm.
He's almost got the Brady Bunch. If he goes again and has another boy, he's got the Brady Bunch.
I didn't think of
Here's
that.
Here's a story of a man with a red face.
Yeah. There you go, Barnaby.
I know. And, I mean, I don't know.
It's got to be said that he's...
It's got to be said that he's getting a lot more loving than I am, and I'm not happy about that.
107.7 2GO.
It's about time for us to get out of here.
Yes, it is, and it's good because my dog's been with me. Frank, the little foxy cross, has been here all morning because he got scared with the lightning and I couldn't leave him at home. He's been in the studio with us all morning.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been a little companion, buddy.
Yeah, until about 5 minutes ago when he did a little wee in the studio.
Oh,
it was
Frankie.
It was a tiny one. It's been cleaned up. If the boss is listening, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. I've taken full responsibility and the dog is now in the courtyard.
He took a wee on the leg for the desk.
Stop it. Don't even talk about it.
This desk alone is probably worth $100,000. Can we get him to wee on the desk, maybe?
Sorry, everybody.
It's okay. It's fine. It's funny. Hey, look, if you missed anything on the show today and you want to catch up, you can get the 2GO app or go to 2GOFM.com.au.
Absolutely.
Mickey D is up next. He's going to enjoy the dog wee smell.
Oh, stop it. Doesn't smell in here. It's fine.
Catch you tomorrow, 5:30. Bye.
Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
But I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.